show is brought to you by the debt ceiling. Now that we've agreed to raise it, we just have to agree on what color to paint it. The debt ceiling.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. The big boss was here, and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Say, Sam, how long have you been in the radio racket?
About 4 years. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcers.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John. What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. To radio, only 150 million.
DJ.
He do? Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, buddy!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Russia is accused by Ukraine of unleashing a potential ecological disaster by blowing up a major dam and hydroelectric power station in southern Ukraine. Not only is there serious flooding downstream, a nuclear power plant is also threatened. The Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee vows to move ahead with plans to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress. Congressman James Comer says Wray refuses to hand over information on the Biden family's business affairs. The information subpoenaed by the panel is not classified. A familiar face will enter the 2024 presidential race later today. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to thrust his hat into the ring for the GOP presidential nomination. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 42 points. NASDAQ futures off 19 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up, Faith, and Family exclusively with new episodes each week. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity.
And that is something we never forget on this day, not on this radio station. And if I may add, and I'm not saying this with any disrespect, but there was an awful lot of toxic masculinity on June 6th. And I just hope, yeah, I think there's, I don't even know if this is taught in schools anymore. What was going on there, the incredible sacrifice, those guys that jumped off the landing craft on the beach.
Can you imagine what's going through their mind on the transport across the channel?
On top of that, it was choppy, so a lot of them were nauseous.
Sick, yes.
While running into the line of fire.
Right.
So we sure appreciate them, and we're not going to forget them today for sure. And we'll have a little more in the timeline for you on an event that certainly changed the world. This date, it's almost 80 years. Next year will be 80 years.
1944. And of course, it was in the planning stage for a very long time.
Yeah. It was something that. Well, we'll get into some deep thinking on that. We got other things we want to get going today as well. It's been kind of a crazy morning, to be honest with you. Poor Briscoe had to go to the vet yesterday for an enema.
Oh, my God.
Because he had a surgery, and sometimes doggies back up from that. So this poor little golden nugget has been through
what he's been going through.
Yeah, but He's home and he slept really well last night, which I'm happy to report.
Is the cone still on?
With the gub, yeah, but he's done well with that. I mean, he slept all night. He's got a soft side, so hopefully in a day or two we can take that off so he can resume a normal Briscoe life, which is being spoiled and fed lots of chicken.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We talk about the dew point a lot in the summertime, and yesterday the dew point got to 68, so we're getting close to that 70. Right now, the temperature and the dew point are the same, which means the temperature has reached its dew point. That's 100% relative humidity. That's all we got. Our forecast for today, a routine June day. Hot again with a high around 91. Spotty, random, widely scattered storms, especially later on this afternoon and this evening. Low tonight, 68. Even though there won't be many storms, you could still get a very heavy downpour and quite a show if you get under one of the few storms that are on the radar. Tomorrow, more scattered hit or miss storms, high in the low 90s again. Probability of encountering a storm are better on Thursday, perhaps as high as 50-50, as a frontal system moves southward, high 91. Behind that front, drier air on Friday. Right now this morning, I mentioned the humidity. It's 65 now at 611.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Oh, good morning, my friends.
Good morning, friends.
Your friendly neighborhood DJ.
June 6th. Today is National Yo-Yo Day.
Coolest toy I ever had.
Yo-yos have been around for hundreds of years.
Today on National Yo-Yo Day.
A celebration of yo-yos and yo-yo playing.
How's your day going?
How's your day going?
A lot of ups and downs.
It has its ups and downs.
It is National Yo-Yo Day.
Bring your big girl pants and let's get out there.
Showtime.
One of the great sponsors we have that, remember on Veterans Day, they do the, They take care of all the service guys for free. Active duty and...
You're talking about Don veterans. Duncan.
Don Duncan.
And what a patriot he is. Right?
Absolutely. And he does that from the heart, by the way.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to let the world know that it's going on. And we will when that day rolls around. They take good care of our heroes there. And all the rest of us as well. This is summer driving season, so before you take off on a long trip, get your car to one of Don's three locations. You work downtown, 408 Madison's perfect. They'll get you to your office, get you back with your car. Same thing at the other two, serving Prattville and Millbrook, from Mount Duncan high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, with the beautiful mural that just looks amazing at sunset time. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
With that snow-capped mountaintop.
Yes, there. Yeah. We have a special thermometer up there just to keep track of the lower temperature.
Like Mount Washington.
Yeah. Can you give us the skiing report on Mount Duncan, please? And, of course, all locations have wholesale-priced tires, and they give you a price that includes installation, customer service that exceeds your highest expectation. And for specials and more, look up Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. We're at 6:13. I'm going to go to 1819 News now.
1819 News.
The Parental Rights Protection Act has passed the Alabama legislature as one of the last bills before the whole session wraps up. State Representative Kenneth Pascal sponsored the bill and says that it reinforces the fundamental rights of parents in raising their children without government intervention. The standard in this bill is aligned with that of the Alabama Supreme Court and U.S. Supreme Court when it comes to the definition of parental rights. The bill is now headed to the governor's desk, awaiting signature. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Huntsville Police Department is now reporting that a man turned himself into authorities for causing a seven-car pileup this past weekend. 30-year-old Joshua Payne came to the HPD on Sunday afternoon. The wreck occurred on Saturday morning near Research Park Boulevard. 57-year-old Jackie Jones died in that crash. Jones was driving a motorcycle when the crash happened. The Childersburg Rescue Squad is taking a major initiative on public transparency. The squad will now be wearing body cameras when they respond to rescue calls. The captain of the squad, Jim Dennis, spoke with WIAT News about the move. He says this will help them learn from the calls and determine if there's anything more they need to do or to look for, and it will also help protect the squad members and any victims. The body cameras were obtained for the rescue squad from a surplus of funds coming from the state. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
And now, a message from Morgan Freeman.
Happy Tuesday. Did you know the toaster was invented on this day in 1852? Well, that's a lie, but it sounds true because Morgan Freeman said it.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
He's a tool.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We are also your news dog talk station at 616.
This is Dog News. And now, your Dog News anchor, Annoying Pet Owner.
Who hates the postman? That's right. You do, Puppy Whoopi. And that's why the Postal Service created National Dog Bite Awareness Week. But it's only for the mean dogs. You would never bite anyone, you big softy wafty who loves scritches under the chinny chin chin. Look at that face. Look at that scruffy. Tacky wacky, my handy wandy. Oh, there's a finger on the floor, Z. Oh, so much bloody woody. No treats for you. Who needs to call 911? I do. Yes, I do. Oh.
Stay tuned for more Dog News.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I'll tell you what, the numbers keep getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Targets.
Oh, now, $15 billion loss?
$15 billion. Bud has decapitalized to $30+ billion. I don't see those numbers changing. I had David Blackman on yesterday. And the general view is that there's really no way out. There's no way to reverse this. You do something like this when you especially seem to target kids.
You said target.
See what I did there? That's double entendre. You have pushed it too far. You have pushed the envelope too far.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anything's
up. Oh, you're not here yet.
Oh, excuse me.
Would you like to be here now?
I mean, you can, yeah. Just
don't speak
first.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Now you can speak.
Now you're here.
And I know this wasn't their doing, and they didn't know this was a corporate move on these people's parts to do this. But if Subway can survive Jared,
that's a good point.
That's a really good.
I don't know how they did it.
See,
because there's a documentary out now about that whole situation.
Was it Roy?
Yes, there is.
I think there's a difference, though, because Jared was hired as a spokesperson, obviously not too carefully vetted, but I think there's a difference between finding out that an employee or a spokesperson is a total perv, deviant, who belongs in jail, and then creating and this is more of an endorsement of that. Breaks my heart to hear the local Bud folks
having to come on humbly.
Yes.
And talk about how this, we have families that are working and this,
yeah.
We didn't endorse it. We didn't know about it. Yeah.
And I posted that somebody from, let's see, Elon Musk, and this is going to be a fun day, warned of shareholder lawsuits after J.P. Morgan downgraded Target's stock again. This is not going to end well for them.
And not to mention Dodger baseball.
That's going to be interesting. That will be really interesting.
Up, yeah,
yeah. That will be, what, the 16th?
I think so.
Of the month?
Yeah.
When they see if, honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. I have a sports website I subscribe to, The Athletic.
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of writers that I enjoy who used to be in other places. And all the downsides, they end up there. And it was great for baseball writing. This week, I saw three articles. One was, have the Angels done enough for Pride Month? The other was explaining why the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence should get an award.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fired off a note and said, this is not why I'm paying to read this website. I want to know who might get traded. I want to know why one team sucks when before the season everybody had big expectations.
Could
I don't need this.
Could backfire for them too.
So yeah, because they live in a different universe, man. They are not in touch with real people.
Mm.
So, and I think we've seen a couple of like MLB. They were going to run their Pride logo all month. They took it down after one day.
Yeah.
I don't think...
It's...
You know, another thing that worked is, you watch it, why does every promo have to be done over hip-hop music? I just don't see that as your average baseball fan.
No.
That's
like that... That crazy MLB mid-afternoon show.
Oh, God. Why is that even on? Who watches that?
Targeted for young.
Yeah.
With
some genius decided, here's how we're going to reach Gen Z. We're going to put somebody with pink hair.
Yes.
And it's a joke. It's such obvious pandering.
I never send opinions to people, you know, but I did to MLB on that one. On that show.
Good for you.
MLB Network. And what is this? What is this doing on the air?
I guess they're not going to get rid of Alana Rizzo, though. She's still there, barging into Christopher Russo's show, which I also find annoying. And I think that was also an exercise in pandering. So all of this chaos brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Certified master electricians to diagnose, give you an upfront price on something you need done. And when the work is completed, you get an invoice that gives you a detailed description of every single service provided, including pictures of parts removed and those that were used to replace. Before the job is completed, they guarantee their work as well. They're really, really good at what they do. And when it comes to electricity, you want certified master electricians doing the work. My guy on the last job had 24 years working with electricity. I like that. 245-1566 or Mr. Electric.
And they can look at, like, breaker boxes and things like that, right?
Yes, yeah. They can look at them, replace them. Ours, that's probably, we already asked for an estimate on that.
You're going to replace your entire breaker box? Are you getting that whole thing?
I think we need to get it upgraded. It's like 30 years old.
Yeah.
And you know what? Why has nobody invented a way? Aren't we beautiful? Why has nobody invented a way?
The labels with,
so yes,
with pencils.
So you can read them.
Because it's faded out.
You go out there, you look at all these breakers, you don't know what you're testing.
I know, it all faded.
That was...
I made a chart on my phone I sat down one day and I flicked things off.
Yeah.
I would run around the house and see what they're connected to, and I'd say, okay, number one does this.
That's smart.
Then I would do it. But you had to take like a day to do it.
Of course.
Because you're shutting things off, checking to see what.
Yeah.
First off, you have to turn everything on in the house.
You know what I'm yes.
Then you start going and flipping the breaker switches to see what went off.
And you have to have another person or two to report back.
Is it okay. on?
Yeah.
It's on!
And what is... There's a switch in my one of my bathrooms. You know, there's that reset switch? You know,
yeah, that red one. That red
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. That controls the pool. Now, why is that?
There's a switch in your bathroom that controls the pool.
It's across the whole house. It's in the, point it's in the bathroom.
No.
You should have Mr. Electric come look at that.
I know, right?
Bending the truth.
They could probably move that.
I know people over there. 245-1566 if you need well, it.
They could also do that, too. They could move,
nobody's
switches and outlets to different
homes. We had to. The guy that owned our house before we bought it, now here's a great place. Let's put an outlet in front of the front door so you can't open it when something is plugged in out there. Crazy.
Hey,
I don't think we have time to take a call.
I know. I put him on hold because I wasn't sure how long we had.
You got $3,500. You want to buy that new Apple gadget?
Oh, can't wait. We have some feedback on that, by the way,
okay.
coming up in the Cheap and Trash.
I really want to experience that. I don't know that I really want to buy it, but I really want to experience
They're not calling it...
They're not calling
virtual,
it VR.
They're not calling it virtual reality. They've got another...
Augmented reality.
Yeah.
Okay, we are hot.
One, cute.
There's a new list that takes a look at things people believe they're good at, but are actually terrible.
No. We'll talk about it. Topping the list is being a good listener. Let's talk about this with our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, gentlemen.
I could be a better listener.
Huh?
What? Our job is to be listenable.
Yeah. I could definitely be a better listener, though.
All right, we got a list here. Let's see. We got 10 things on that list. Of course, some other things. We already said being a good listener. Yeah. How about number two?
Driving.
I'm the best driver ever, and nobody else knows
that. Everybody else
that's
the way
I feel about it.
I'll be honest, I'm not that good at it.
I love that.
I love that honesty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, that's our next. Let's have Savannah come over and take us all for a ride.
Take us all for a ride.
That's what's happening.
I don't know.
Wear your seatbelt.
I've never been in an accident before, so I think I'm.
Boy, you are a lucky guy. Well,
yeah.
I'd never say that out loud.
Talking myself out of it.
Yeah. Where's that wood? Let me knock
right there,
on wood first.
I've had five warnings.
Tickets?
No tickets. Five warnings.
Well, I mean,
one
warnings
wreck.
For, like, driving?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not going to get into that part of the driving record.
But talking my way out of it. Let's see. What,
do you know who I am?
Yeah, we know some people in the business who have used that line with,
yeah.
That doesn't work.
No.
In fact, don't ever say that.
Sometimes they'll know who you are, but you never announce that.
No.
And then if they want to be nice and give you a warning instead of a ticket,
right.
You are deeply appreciative.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
All of these were in like high school and college.
Isn't that right, Officer Reynolds?
Yeah. Before your fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, number three is very interesting to me. Staying out of drama.
Some people crave it.
Some people crave it, but
do
you guys know some people that it seems like sometimes drama just comes to them?
Yeah.
You are so correct, sir.
That kind of person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I am my own reality show.
Come to you.
I don't look to create it, but it happens.
Yeah. I'm a very good listener.
Now, Jerome's got a little
drama.
Interesting story about number five.
Singing. Oh, I can't. No,
I get it.
I don't even claim to be a singer.
No, what we were saying, I was talking to Savannah, Greg, and I said, well, I think I'm pretty good at singing. And she says, well... Why you say that? I said, well, when I go to church and I sing, I used to sing with the male choir.
Yeah?
You know, and the Holy Spirit moves when I sing in the house of the Lord. But that's not me singing. It's doing God's work, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still singing, though.
I think if I sang in church, I would get hit by lightning. I think the Lord would smite me with lightning.
Burst into flames.
Now you got to let God use you. You can't just do it on your own.
If I could sing, somebody would have been playing my hit records on the radio all these years.
It's true.
I learned early on that was not me.
That's right.
You're being humble.
Yes.
That's number four on the list.
I am humble. Humble. You should never have to say, I am humble. That's right. Like, because that's exactly. Like saying I'm not humble.
Right, exactly.
So I didn't just say that.
Say they're good at being humble. How do you even feel that, like, yeah, I'm humble. Good and humble. Yeah. I'm good at being humble.
Yeah.
Occasionally I've been told that wasn't very humble, and that's how you learn. The hard way. It's not fun.
It takes a certain confidence in this business.
Sometimes you got to let people know who you are, though, Greg.
In our business, it takes a certain amount of confidence that could be misconstrued as not being humble. You know?
You have to feel like you belong.
Yeah.
You know, you have to communicate that.
Right. I agree.
Do I belong here?
About looking cool, number nine.
Looking cool. I don't think.
Oh, that forget it.
I've never had a problem. No.
If you want to see me. If you want to see me when I was cool, go to Baumhauer's. When you walk in.
Oh, yeah, that picture on the wall.
There's a framed poster at the top of the wall.
Young Greg. Yeah.
Dressed like wearing the Miami Vice.
Check that out.
Close of that era.
Yeah.
That was cool. then.
When you were not a skateboarder, you were a rollerblade guy, right?
I was a rollerblading guy.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, I used to rollerblade 6 to 10 miles a day.
Baumhauer's from time to time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite wing restaurants in Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, Baumhauer's really good.
Good stuff.
But I feel like I'm two accessories away from being the third member of the Blues Brothers.
I need some shades. I need a door. Right now, you know, you right there.
See Riley
with
sunglasses on.
You really
on.
Are a soul man.
He could, you know, he's got a little bit of a Belushi kind of, you know, karma there. I can see it.
Before we go, number 10, communicating. I think communication is an area that we all could work on, even us communicators.
Especially in our business, there are some some places we've worked where there wasn't very good communication.
In our business, that's probably, wouldn't you say, Jay?
It's the worst part of our business. We communicate. It's a communication business that's horrible at communicating.
Yes.
Not necessarily with the audience, but just with each other.
Yeah. Right.
I could agree with that.
That happens a lot.
Yep.
That happens a lot.
So we can all work on communication, and Savannah can work on driving.
Yeah.
You're cool, Riley.
You are. Cool. And Savannah, you are humble.
You look like a blues brother. All right, guys, we are out of time. Thanks so much for joining us,
see you
as
tomorrow.
Always. You guys have a great Tuesday.
All right, you too. Thanks.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay. All right, I do have that Apple headset thing coming up. Quick note to guys who are waking up this morning feeling, how am I going to get through this day? My mojo is gone. My get up and go has gotten up and went. That could very much be a simple physical condition that can be easily determined with a $99 test that could truly change your life. At Montgomery Men's Health, after age 35, 35 to 40, the body starts to produce less testosterone. That is key to just about every factor in a man's life. And if your level is low, it can be adjusted and fixed with medical solutions that must be prescribed by a board-certified urologist. And Montgomery Men's Health is the place to get it. It does make a huge difference because low T can lead you to seem disinterested in every other aspect of your life. Your libido's low. Sometimes that can be misinterpreted in a marriage. Well, not interested anymore. And that's not the case at all. You just need to get the fire relit. And the folks at Montgomery Men's Health can do that. And for issues like ED and more, there are solutions there at Montgomery Men's Health that are not available over the counter or anywhere else. So if you really want a game-changing experience, call them at 440-3663. Get that $99 test. They'll also give you a read on your PSA number. Good prostate health, of course, is important too. Or learn more online at montgomerymenshealth.com. We have our first traffic of the morning and the timeline for June 6th coming up.
634.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Looking around the area right now, Highway 31 out of Prattville, a little bit active this morning. Other than that, nice and quiet so far. We've got light to moderate traffic flow, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard's light to moderate, no real problems anywhere. If you'll keep it here, we'll keep you updated. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that'll get it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka. 567-9000. That's 567-9000. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials. Plus our regular menu, we serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift and her new boyfriend split. Mostly because she's Taylor Swift and he's a boyfriend. A bar in Australia has apologized after offering free drinks based on bra size. Turns out a lot of middle-aged men were offended when bartenders kept handing them free drinks. A new study says that growing wheat has become more difficult. Well, so much for Nabisco's new wheat fix. And Cleveland was ranked as the worst city to raise kids. We got robbed, said the mayor of Detroit.
Chicago.
This is not headline news.
At 6:38 with the timeline for June the 6th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 157th day of the year, 208 days left on D-Day today.
We're into our summer reruns here on the timeline.
This sounds familiar.
We are, some of this you heard yesterday. You heard it was National Gingerbread Day. It is again. National Yo-Yo Day, yes. Drive-In Movie Day, because this was the day that the first drive-in movie opened in Camden, New Jersey. National Eyewear Day. I've got my Publix readers on. I live in denial, which is not just a river in Egypt. And, of course, it's Applesauce Cake Day. 1833, President Andrew Johnson boards, again, a Baltimore and Ohio Railroad train for his pleasure trip to Baltimore. First president to ride on the Iron Horse, as they were known back then. 1844, the Young Men's Christian Association founded in London. That is the YMCA, cowboy. 1925, Chrysler Corporation, founded by Walter Percy Chrysler.
Wait, the YMCA was founded in London?
Yeah.
Odd.
Yeah.
It
sounds American.
Felt it was an American thing.
Yeah, right. They used to have the naked swimming thing going, too, like just like you did in
high school.
I just saw a whole piece on that about the hip, how unusual that was. And it wasn't just in Chicago. It was in multi-states, that swimming naked stuff in school.
Oh, and the air just loaded with chlorine.
Right. 90 years ago, in 1933, I mentioned the first drive-in movie theater opened in Camden, New Jersey. I think they showed a Rocky movie. I don't know. Okay. You might have heard some of this yesterday, but this is about a song, all right? It's our song of the day, and we dip back into that magical summer of 1969. Neil Diamond was a college student, and he went to a revival in Jackson, Mississippi. It was a learning experience just to see what it was all about. And then he got on an airplane to Memphis and wrote this song on the plane. 53 years ago this summer. Hey, that's correct now. Here's Neil with Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Army Show on your timeline again.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
My favorite Neil song.
To the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love of the lost, say love of the lost, traveling salvation show.
That is a good one. That is a good one. On this date in 71, the final episode of The Ed Sullivan Show aired. Gladys Knight and the Pips was the last musical guest. Show ran for 23 years. It used to be must-watch TV on Sunday night on CBS. 1980, Urban Cowboy release starring John Travolta and Deborah Winger.
Saw that all the way through.
Then they used to have that the bull at every...
Every bar.
Every bar had a bull after that, right?
And the mafia was opening up country bars like every 6 feet down in Fort Lauderdale, down the strip, and everything else. And most of them were gone within a year.
We had one in Montgomery that was a big deal for a while. 91, NBC announces Jay Leno will replace Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show the following year. 98, Sex and the City premieres on HBO. I'm watching the clock here. Because we've got to... We got to go back and talk about what happened on this date in 1944. 79 years ago, the Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy, France on D-Day. 158,000 soldiers involved in the landing. Thousands more involved in the naval and air support. The landing started at 6 a.m. local time. Five beaches on the French coast, and news of the invasion reached us in the middle of the night from the National Broadcasting Company.
Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin claiming that D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Let me read you several of the latest bulletins. One says that a report, unconfirmed by Allied sources, of course, says that heavy fighting is taking place between the Germans and invasion forces on the Normandy Peninsula, about 31 miles southwest of Le Havre. Another bulletin, also from Berlin Radio and unconfirmed, says the British-American landing operations against the western coast of Europe from the sea and from the air are stretching over the entire area between Cherbourg and Le Havre, a distance of about 60 miles. I repeat, there is no confirmation.
You know what? And that was 11 years before I was born. Now 11 years in my life is nothing.
Yeah.
But it sounded like it happened in another lifetime, but it was only 11 years before I was born. That's just amazing. 2006, the fifth Beatle, the so-called fifth Beatle, Billy Preston, died on this date. 2007, Bob Barker tapes his final Price is Right after 35 years as hosting that show. Of course, now Drew Carey is the host. 2011, Congressman Anthony Weiner from New York admitted he did take those inappropriate pictures of his, well, it rhymes with his last name.
Wang!
Birthdays. Uncle Cracker is 49. Kid Rock DJ. Let's see. Max Casella is 56. He's from The Sopranos. Steve Vai, guitarist, 63. Colin Quinn, 64. Beyond Borg is 67. Sandra Bernhardt is 68. And Harvey Feinstein is 69 today. We are 12 days till Father's Day, 28 days till the 4th of July, 89 days till SEC football. And those are all correct numbers today. They were one off yesterday. And attention, Santa, he has to work in 202 days. That is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Routine June day today, but it feels more like July with a high temperature up to about 91, and the humidity is creeping up. Spotty, random, widely scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, low 68. Tomorrow, more scattered hit or miss storms with a high in the lower 90s again, and the probability of getting a storm is a little better on Thursday as a front moves southward through the state with a high around 91. Right now this morning, the temperature and the dew point are the same number, so that's 100% relative humidity here at 646.
All right, we are going to get your restaurant news replay here in just a moment. I would like to, for those of you who are contemplating, in fact, Eddie Bader agrees that beautiful rooms begin from the bottom up. That means flooring. Here in the River Region, for over half a century now, the best flooring, the best selection in flooring, the best price in flooring, so low that people come from out of state to buy their carpeting, luxury vinyl plank, flooring, laminates, whatever you need, at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard. Wholesale's always the best price. The customer service is king. Jeff Mallinson, who for half of those 52 years has been part of the team there at Georgia Floors Direct, now owns it. And he is himself the template for great customer service. His staff is trained in that same spirit, welcoming. How can we help you? How can we make your flooring dream come true? And by the way, they also now offer blinds, which can be an incredible difference maker in any room, and marble kitchen countertops. And boy, when we had ours installed and watching that formica, which you could never really get clean, watching that go away that was a good feeling. They have their own team of installers. So from the moment you walk in the door and place your order to the moment you're enjoying the look of it, it's all Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. And don't forget to look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. At 6:48, The Cheap and Trashy is coming up. And what are people saying about this new Apple headset? Find out.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello!
Russia is accused by Ukraine of unleashing a potential ecological disaster by blowing up a major dam and hydroelectric power station in southern Ukraine. Not only is there serious flooding downstream, a nuclear power plant is also threatened. The Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee vows to move ahead with plans to hold FBI Director Wray in contempt of Congress. Congressman James Comer says Wray refuses to hand over information on the Biden family's business affairs. The information subpoenaed by the panel is not classified. A familiar face will enter the 2024 presidential race later today. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to throw his hat into the ring for the GOP presidential nomination. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 42 points. NASDAQ futures off 19 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up Faith and Family exclusively with new episodes each week. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
A little more traffic's on the road right now. We're seeing a little congestion at some of the major intersections around the boulevard. Redland Road, River Bridge, red lights punching up just a bit. Highway 31 a little busy out of Prattville, but no problems anywhere so far this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any accidents happen. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Rub-a-dub-dub, do you have an ugly tub? If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again. During their Spring Into Savings event, they're offering 18-month same-as-cash financing for qualified buyers or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go. Movie theaters won't open in the U.S.
What do I do?
Till January, Broadway is shut down.
I don't get it.
Don't even get me started about the circus.
And if you guys don't mind, I would like to begin this scintillating segment of the show by making note of our newest local celebrity. When you make the cover of Boom, you are a star. Carl Schmidt, board certified. Naturopath is a... you can't call him the cover boy. You can say that to the boss, but not to a doctor. But he's on the cover of the new Boom magazine. And what a life this man has led, born here in Montgomery. And the owner of the herb shop, which, as Joey said yesterday, nestled between Margarita's and Jalapenos in the Pepper Tree Plaza, beautiful new store with all kinds of natural solutions for any number of issues. He has had tremendous success helping people who have gotten no help from other attempts through the medical community. So if you have something and you're looking for a fresh approach, and this whole thing with healthcare is we want to help you care for your health before you have to go to a doctor for a diagnose and take another pill. And they do that in any number of ways. If you're interested, you can reach out or actually visit herbshopal.com, make an appointment, or just stop by. It's a very welcoming place. Dr. Carl there, and nice pictures of him from back a little bit, and then there with his wife, Deborah. Please check it out if you really want the complete picture on this incredible man and his wonderful store. Pick up the new Boom magazine for June or visit riverregionboom.com. The cover profile starts on page 50.
And then if you keep paging through, you'll find your Five Rubens to Go article. And by the way, we've got another great picture this morning from...
Oh, we should check that.
Breakfast.
The hell with the celebrities. Let's find out how many people...
29, 30 so far.
Oh, we need more than that.
Yeah, it's a slow start, but that's okay.
Well, we were getting some play on the Target announcement as well. Yeah, okay. That is a beautiful. It's almost there was. I said there was enough cheese on that thing to make a pizza.
Yes,
mozzarella melted.
And I remarked this may require an extra 30 minutes at the gym today, but it was delicious and worth it. Calorie-free.
Of course. We remove those before we serve.
Yeah.
That's the way we do it here at News Talk 93.1 FM. So the first story today says Martha Stewart is a real...
Biatch!
She's like an old-school slave driver, according to this story.
Yeah.
One time she called an employee on a Sunday, and the guy told her he couldn't talk because he was taking a bath. She says, quote, "I knew I couldn't work with that person. I just couldn't." Come on. If you can't talk on a Sunday and you take umbrage that I'm calling you on a Sunday, you know, if you are a terribly religious person, I'll take that into consideration. But this guy was not. My business is exciting. I want my employees to feel that way. So jump into action whenever I call. Her own work ethic, though, she sets the example, and sometimes that's tough when you expect everybody else to be quite as exuberant. Of course, she's making the millions of dollars, they're making wages. Anyway, some insights on that in the New York Post. There she is. She always looks so sweet and demure, and now sexy on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
At 81, is that right?
81 or 82.
Yeah.
Close to it. Never you mind, Chrissy Teigen. Drew Barrymore has gone off on tabloids for falsely reporting that she wishes her mother was dead. She said her words from a new interview with Vulture magazine were twisted.
Vulture magazine?
What kind of an interview... or a result, publicity-wise, would you expect from a magazine with that name? Jeez.
I don't know. My subscription to Vulture has expired.
Here's the actual quote from Vulture. "All their moms are gone and my mom's not. And I'm like, well, I don't have that luxury, but I cannot wait. I don't want to live in a state where I wish someone to be gone sooner than they're meant to be so I can grow."
You're kidding.
"I actually wanted to be happy and thrive and be healthy, but I have to effing grow in spite of her being on this planet." Well, happy Mother's Day to Mother Barrymore. Wow. Let's see. We set a timer on this relationship when it was first made known. Taylor Swift and Matt Healy have already broken up.
I feel an album coming.
They were first hanging out together in May after she ended her six-year relationship with Joe Alwyn. But her fans kind of turn on her because Matt Healy...
He's the guy from the 1975 folks.
Yeah, what were described as racist, misogynistic, and homophobic comments he made in a podcast in February.
He's just a little weird.
Taylor's friends want what's best for her and aren't shocked their relationship fizzled out.
Uh-huh. If you didn't see that coming.
I know. And like you said, there's probably...
An album.
She's probably halfway through the next album.
There's always an album after a breakup.
Well, Showtime has ditched the documentary about Louis C.K. It was supposed to chronicle his fall due to sexual misconduct and his return to comedy, but they have decided to scrap the project for reasons undisclosed. Got a list of classic rock covers that went terribly wrong. One example given, Dancing in the Street with Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Horrible. It was